Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Welcome to the Love of the Star podcast presented by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of America's team, the Dallas Cowboys and the Dallas Stars. And of course, the official AC plumbing and heating of the Love of the Star podcast. I'm Eric Chiafalo alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. And it's great to have you in as we try and put the pieces together on where the Cowboys stand right now. The injury bug brought us. I mean, what are we doing right now? Everybody's ankle is on high alert right now because we got dudes falling down left and right. We know about CeeDee Lamb. Then we get the news on Booker. And now we're not going to have BB and Booker for a considerable amount of time on the offensive line. And then we're trying to figure out how we're going to approach things offensively with George Pickens being the leading receiver. Or maybe I should say Jake Ferguson, because it seems like this offense right now is just, is Jake Ferguson at the line of scrimmage? Boom, let's throw him the football. Broaddus, what the hell's going on?
Well, you know, and yeah, Eric, you mentioned the injuries, and this is the unfortunate part of football. When things are kind of going bad, they really go bad, you know, and it's injuries that you really, you know, they're game action injuries. They're tackles being made, you know, but you know, it's, you know, into the back of Lamb's, you know, legs and stuff like that. Personally, I thought it was an illegal tackle. You know, I might be way wrong about that, but it just seems like that the defender just kind of trying to get CeeDee to the ground. Just, you could watch, just kind of throws his body in, you know, and it just immediately, I thought of the hip tackle. Immediately I thought of that, you know, just how violent it really, really was. And then you talk about with Tyler Booker, you know, 2 minutes left in the game, you know, Dallas trying to drive, just get something. And unfortunately though, you know, a Bears defensive lineman going for a tackle, stumbles, falls into the back of his legs. You know, now his ankle's hurt and he finishes the game. Next day I'm told he really can't walk very well, you know, but those are the unfortunate things that happen in football games. And it seems to happen to you when things are going really badly right now. And, you know, it appears you have some guys that are kind of trying to play through some things. We could talk about Diggs, you know, and I'm not giving Diggs a pass. You know, I'll give him a pass on the fact that he had no training camp. He really did. Now, you know, but did he get back for the first season, opening season game? Sure. And good for him. But man, this defense and the injuries, and just, you know, you could focus on the offense a little bit too. I know I'm kind of bouncing around all over the place, but you've got to take better advantage of what you were given with that Bears defense. You know, this, and you know, right or wrong. And you know, I'm not looking at Dak Prescott and saying, oh, he's a $60 million quarterback and he has to do this. He is one of your better players. You know, they need him to almost be perfect. And it's unfair. It really is unfair. But they need him to be perfect. They now need Pickens to be perfect. You know, they need Jake Ferguson to continue to play and catch footballs and try and get first downs. The run after catch not looking great right now. But, you know, that's kind of where you're at right now with your team. You're just struggling in a lot of areas. And it just, as we mentioned, it just doesn't help when two of your better offensive linemen are just going to be sitting out here the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question that the defense was a huge disaster versus the Bears and really has been the last 2 weeks. They saved face a little bit there in the second half of that Eagles game, but Giants and Bears really took advantage of you. But man, it really was disappointing to see how the Cowboys offense was unable to. I mean, they racked up plenty of yards. They did some things well running the football, Javonte Williams, but not being able to score points versus that Bears defense, which was a total mass unit going into the game.
Yeah.
And some of the, I mean, the Cowboys had been really good on third downs. Dak Prescott throughout his career has been a really good third down quarterback. That's one of the things that you can look at when you're evaluating, like, really good quarterbacks are consistently moving the sticks on third down. Dak Prescott is that guy. And unfortunately, the offense really couldn't do much on third down or in the red zone. That was like the two big issues outside of just the general issue, which was they weren't really pushing the ball down the field a ton in that game. Everything just felt like it was underneath. And hey, it's third and 15. We're going to throw the ball at the line of scrimmage to hurt. And you have a couple of untimely penalties that make a third and three into a third and eight. Now all of a sudden things are a little bit more challenging. Maybe an offensive lineman gets beat. Dak's got to get the ball out a little bit quicker. There's a multitude of different things, but definitely now that the dust has settled, the offense was disappointing. And of course
it was.
When you lose Lamb in the middle of the game,
six plays early in the game.
Yeah. That changes things. Is that going to be the last time we see CeeDee Lamb take a handoff out of the backfield? Is that the last time? Yeah. Is it only jet sweeps from now on?
Yeah, this is the argument. And I think you were a part of this argument we had. It was myself and Zach Wolchuk had this argument about, and it almost is like, do you use your best players as punt and kick return guys? You know, this is the argument that I run into where I go, well, I'm just going to tell you, if you want to have this guy as your punt returner and he gets hurt, I can't replace him. You know, and I think yesterday or a couple of days ago, I would have been standing there at the Star if I was working in player personnel. And as Brian Schottenheimer was getting his salad plate together there in the lunch line, I would have said, hey, coach, I just want to let you know that if you do that with CD again, I can't replace him. You know, you just make a little subtle reminder that, you know, but it is part of football, and that's what they believe, and they have no problem with that. But it is maybe when you have like the old Ezekiel Elliott running the football, maybe when that's your primary back, you know, when you have really no running game to speak of, you do things to try and manipulate. You know, we've seen for years, you know, with Deebo Samuel, they finally got Christian McCaffrey. You know, I mean, there was times where you saw these wide receivers play in the backfield and carry the football and be pretty effective at it. I understand trying to get the ball in your best players' hands, but I don't know if Dallas has to do that anymore. Not with Williams running the football the way he is. You know, let the runners be the runners and let the catchers be the catchers. But that's just unfortunate right there that you know, they hand him the ball and you know, then he gets hurt on the play.
Yeah, I mean, initially, and I know people were second guessing it immediately.
Yeah,
I was kind of on the side of shoddy there, like, hey, you're trying to get the best players the football.
Oh no.
The more I think about it, it is fair to say, hey, there was a time where this offense was just grasping for anybody.
You needed that. Yeah.
And now with the way Javonte Williams is running the ball, I think the gadget guy, you know, if you want to do something a little different, you do have Turpin. And we've seen Turpin be in the backfield, and he can rattle off some chunks, and you don't want Turpin to get banged up either. But at the same time, he a touch more expendable, of course, than CeeDee Lamb. So, but at the end of the day, you know, you want your coach to try and find ways to get your best players the football. That is probably just not one. And when you look back at throughout the last few years of where they've put Lamb like as a running back, like actually in the backfield as a running back, as opposed to handing him off like on a jet sweep or something, it hasn't really resulted in much. It's not like he's lined up.
Occasional first down.
Yeah.
Maybe 6 yards, maybe 7 yards kind of a thing.
Yeah.
It hasn't been as effective as putting Turpin back there.
Right.
Turpin's much more explosive. You know, and not that Lamb is, I'm not acting like that Lamb's slow and carrying an anchor by any means, but I'm just saying with Turpin, you could see the explosiveness. With CD, it's more of a avoid, make somebody else miss, and then get out of bounds, kind of a 7 or 8 yard gain kind of a thing. You know,
yeah,
maybe that's where that is. It's not a big chunk play. You know, it's not a 30 yard run or something like that. It's a play that could get a first down, but man, it comes at some risk for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was certainly disappointing. And now you're going to be without Lamb for the foreseeable future. We'll see how quickly he can rehab that thing. I mean, it was good to see him walking around and, but the next day he was in a boot.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Not going to have him for the Packers game. Yeah. And then the Booker thing, I mean, he's going to be out for the next probably a couple of games.
Yeah. See, this is where, you know, when you have, and talking to people in the organization, this is why, you know, they can't really put a timetable on these two players, because both of these guys are going to rehab to the best of their ability. They're going to fight through pain tolerance. Look at CeeDee Lamb. He played with a busted up shoulder the whole entire season. Every catch, every time he hit the ground, he'd come up and he would just crumple as he was walking back to the sidelines. And then he would kind of catch his breath and then be back out there to play. And so the pain tolerance and these two guys knowing how important things are to being trying to get back, you know, I think the Cowboys are going to have to protect the players from themselves with these two guys. So I didn't get any kind of timetable. You know, the question is, yeah, if you put them on the IR to be recalled, that's 4 weeks. Automatically, that's 4 weeks. And so, but, you know, maybe you could find a way, maybe you do miss a couple of games here with these guys and the pain tolerance and their willingness to sacrifice to be back out on that field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
So what do you think of now the offensive line, now that you've seen the All-22 and stuff? How's Hoffman at center, and what do you think they're going to do? Is it going to just be TJ Bass there taking over at right guard for Booker?
Yeah, if you remember, Eric, the entire preseason, the guys that played really the most snaps on the offensive line, Hoffman and Bass played the entire game. They did. They just, you know, one would play center, the other would play guard, and then at the end of the game, maybe Bass would play a little center, Hoffman would play a little guard. But that's kind of the direction I think they're going to go. Me personally, and we've talked about this on our program on 105.3 The Fan, is that maybe I would consider Nate Thomas at right guard. And I say that. Because I feel like the running game is important with the power stuff that you get up front. And I think it helps Steele at right tackle. And I say this is because the one thing Steele is actually pretty good at is the combo blocks to get push and then get to a second level block. And I just wonder if you've got somebody that's going to struggle to get push. I think Thomas just naturally has the body type and the surge, and then if you get Steele hip to hip with them, you get that push on these defensive tackles, and it kind of leads to their pull game. It leads to the game where they're able to like attack, and then, you know, the outside running game off tackle stuff. I think Span Ford has been really good. I think Steele has been really good. Booker was really good, you know, when it came to that push off that right side. And I just wonder if in fact that TJ Bass can be that guy. Is the running game going to suffer because you don't have that big body that's able to push, you know, on that right side there? So I would surely consider Nate Thomas there, but I think they're going to go with TJ Bass just because of the things that I brought up earlier. He and Hoffman spent the whole all three games of the preseason. They played the majority of the snaps throughout that. And I think they'll go with that as a first option.
Yeah, and Bass had some really good moments in the preseason for sure. So yeah. Hopefully he can rock and roll. But Booker was playing really well. I mean, that's one of the things that sucks about this. Ooh, is,
yeah, man,
he was moving people, pancaking dudes. He's already racked up a handful of pancakes in just a few short games to start his career. So
yeah, him and Steele were really, really good when it came to getting movement together. A lot of the plays, the positive, you know, Williams is a tough runner, and man, I mean, that has shown up, you know, through the first 3 weeks of the season. But you have a tough runner paired with guys getting push like Spanford and Booker and Steele. Man, that's why your running game was kind of humming along there. You know, unfortunately, the game got out of hand where the Bears took them out of their running game. I mean, it was you want to look at a bright spot. That running game was something to behold. It's just a shame when it was 14-all, it's a shame that Dallas could never get the lead and then, you know, and then hammer the Bears with that running game. And it might be this week against the Packers. Now, Packers good overall. They're Packers good against the run. We'll get into this, you know, Packers good against the run. They're good against the pass. They pressure. You know, this is going to be a real challenge for the Cowboys to attempt to run the football in this particular game. There was a time where Green Bay was really poor as a run defense. Now that's not the case anymore.
No. They've built, even losing Kenny Clark, they have some young guys in the interior.
Yeah.
That are really legit. So yeah, the Packers. We'll take a look at their offense here in a few minutes. Broadus has studied them up, and we'll see what they have to offer here. But yeah, just to close things down from a Cowboys offensive perspective, definitely the run blocking has been better than the pass protection. And Terrence Steele in pass protection, I'm concerned for him on Sunday night with these Packers. Guyton as well, to a fair extent, but Guyton in the run game has had some really awesome moments, and now we'll see how things can unfold with Hoffman and with Bass as opposed to BB and Booker, and then Lamb. It's going to be tough sledding for sure.
Yeah, it will be.
This will be a earn your money game for old Brian Schottenheimer and the offensive staff. Huh?
it's going to be you know, the strength where they need this team to be at its absolute best is at quarterback, at wide receiver, running back, in the offensive line. They need it to be. They're going to be in a lot of games where they're going to be, the heavy lifting is going to have to be on them, because you know this defense just right now is not anywhere where it needs to be. And I was talking to a coach in the league about this, Eric, yesterday. And he's a guy that watches the Cowboys, you know, film and stuff. And he told me, and if you give me a moment here, I'll just kind of go through what he said. And he said, listen, he says, I feel like the Cowboys kind of have an overinflated opinion of their players.
We like our guys.
Yeah, we like our guys. He said the corners are bad, the safeties are bad, and the linebackers are playing are bad. Their best defensive lineman just got paid, and he's just average. And he's talking about Oso Digizua, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like going, oh, okay. He says, man, the guy plays hard, but that's kind of where he's at. He thinks Diggs has been awful. He says Bland has been okay, what he saw. He goes, man, I think there's some things he absolutely love about him, but, you know, that's, you know, he's clearly better than – this coach thought he was clearly better than what Diggs was doing. But he says both safeties can't cover. He goes, he's not sure you know, why Clark is playing over Marist. He says Sam Williams is struggling with things, you know, with the looks like the mental side of the game. And so, you know, their scheme is not ideal. I mean, he was talking about the TD in the back of the end zone. It's kind of a, what he was described as a curl, flat, hook type of a defense. And he says, the coverage aspect, like I say, he went back and watched the tape and he said, man, they're just not picking the right guys up, you know, in certain coverages, like Hooker's responsible for number one. If there's an outside release by number one, I mean, this guy was going into all these details. So I can say it's the defensive coach I was talking to, but you know, it's tough. He says, man, he goes, it's tough. And he goes, you know, earlier in the year, you heard, you know, Stephen Jones. And I mean, I asked him the question point blank. I said, you know, Stephen Jones and Matt Eberflus were talking about manufacturing pressure. This coach says, if you don't manufacture pressure, you have to blitz. And he goes, he's got to blitz more. He's got to just trust that his blitz is going to get home. And, you know, that's how you manufacture pressure. So this coach was somewhat critical of the, of what was going on, of the personnel and things like that. But I don't think he's lying here. I think we watched this tape and we kind of see where they're at, you know, with their scheme and the way that the guys are playing right now.
No question. The defense is a problem, and we'll get into it here. You're listening to the Love of the Star podcast presented by the On Time Experts. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.